CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, did you see the Sunday paper?
What do you want the Sunday paper for? Should I pour your coffee?
Yeah, Joe said he saw a sale of summer sports jackets down Duffy's Men's Shop. You got any idea where it is?
Well, yes, down there on Summer Street.
Huh? I mean the paper, silly.
Oh, the paper. Oh, I didn't throw it out. I may have taken it down to the basement.
No. I looked down there. The funny papers are there in the magazine section, that's all. But I can't find the section with the ads in it.
I may have used some to wrap the garbage. Let me take a look.
Oh, well, no. Never mind. I mean, if you wrap the garbage in it. I'm not going to go through all that.
Now, hold your horses a minute. No, it's only the financial section. I did wrap up that old pair of overshoes to go to the Salvation Army. I put them downstairs in a box of things.
Oh, honestly, you're so quick to throw everything out.
Well, darling, when I leave the Sunday papers, they stay here for a week, and you don't look at them anyhow. Where are you going?
Going down to the basement. I don't know why women throw things out before a guy gets a chance to read them.
Seems to me you better sit down and finish your breakfast. You're going to be late to work. You are going to be late to work, dear, if you don't put that paper down.
Look, Joe said he saw this ad for summer sports jackets, Duffy's, and said they looked like real buys. I just thought I'd stop in there today and get one.
Well, I thought you found the ad.
I did find it, but I wanted to show it to you, and now I can't find it again.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let it go. You'll be late to work. Eat up your 150 calories. Goodness, I wish we'd never decided to diet. I'm so sick of figuring calories.
I just don't know why it is I cannot find that ad. I've looked through this paper three times. Why is it you can see something in a newspaper, 2 minutes later you try to find it again?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's just here. I just saw it. I just had it right here.
Dear.
Makes you so mad.
Look, honey, if you want to buy a sports jacket, I don't have to see the ads, you know.
I wanted to show it to you. Because it looked like a darn good-looking jacket, just what I've been looking for.
And I don't know why you were looking in the paper for the ad anyway. Didn't that card you got from the Duffy's Men's Shop say something like that?
What card?
Well, notice of private sale for our customers, whatever they say, I don't know.
I didn't see any card from Duffy's.
You don't read your mail, honey. I put it right on your desk. You see, even when I don't throw things out, you don't read them. Oh, don't go looking for the card now. Your egg will... Oh, I don't know why I even try to have a nice breakfast for him.
Well, Mr. Piper, I'm certainly glad you came in. Haven't seen you for some time. How's the missus?
Oh, she's just fine, thanks, Mr. Duffy.
Good. Well, we've got some real bargains here and a wide selection. Now, you've got your heavy materials here. These are 50% cashmere, 50% wool, navy blues, plaids, herringbones. Then you have your silks. Do you think you'd like a silk? Get a silk or a madras for now, and you could get one of the cashmeres that you could wear in the spring and fall.
Oh, well, let's look at one just now. Hey, yeah, how about this?
The madras? Fine. Let's try it out.
Yeah.
Say, you've got a new little baby now, haven't you? Besides your little girl?
No. Bobby's no baby anymore. He's nearly 2 years old.
He'll be off to college before you turn around, huh?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Let me straighten the front out there. How old's the girl now?
Oh, Betsy's fine. They should be 9 years old pretty soon.
Time certainly flies.
I think.
Well, she'll be getting married, and that's one you won't have to worry about anymore. Just unbutton the bottom button there.
Oh.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
That's a beauty.
Yeah, looks good.
Wait a minute. Let me pull this down here in the back. Turn around and see how that sets on your shoulder. Look at that back.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? How does it feel?
Well, feels all right.
That's what you've got to go by.
Look, what about this shoulder, Mr. Duffy? Do you think it's a little loose, you see, right...
You wouldn't want it tight in the
right
shoulder.
There.
One thing I always tell customers, don't get it tight in the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, you're lucky to get this. Not too much else in your size and knees, unless you go into the pure silk.
Yeah, well, this is really more than, you know, more what I had in mind. Tell me, these sleeves, do you think, the right length?
If you want my opinion, Mr. Piper, that's as fine a looking jacket as I've ever tried on you. Is it? Is it? Not only that, it's a sensational buy. Look at that tag. $45 jacket you're getting for $29.50.
Yeah, you, you think the colors maybe are a little wild?
A plaid like that? That's conservative.
Oh.
Just got some life in it, that's all. You're not an old man.
Ah, well, I hope not. I guess I'll need some slacks then to go with it.
Wear the pants you've got on. Wear them as slacks. Gives you a whole outfit for just the price of the jacket. Not that I won't sell you a new pair of slacks if you want to buy them, but frankly, I'd rather save you the money.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, these pants do look pretty good with this jacket. Well, I guess you made a sale. In fact, I think I'll just keep it on. Yeah, why not? You can send the old one home. You know my address.
If I didn't by now, I'd be a pretty bad salesman.
Golly, is that the time? Look, I better get back to the office.
Wait a minute, Mr. Piper.
Huh?
If you're going to wear it now, you'd better let me take that sales tag off first.
Oh, off. Yeah.
It doesn't fit.
What do you mean it doesn't fit?
I mean it doesn't fit. I can't imagine Mr. Duffy selling you a thing like that. He's sold you so many clothes and you've been such a good customer. I cannot understand how he would let you walk out of the store in a jacket like that.
Oh.
It's too big in the shoulders and as a result it bogs down in the back. Look at this big clump. Button the jacket. Turn around.
Hey.
Let me show you in the mirror. Now look at this. Look at all this material here in the back.
Look, no, it's just the way I'm standing.
All right, then stand so you think it looks right.
Well,
I'm sorry, dear. It doesn't look right at all. Take it back.
I cannot take it back. On top of wearing it today, it happens to be a sale jacket. And once you buy something on sale, you can't take it back.
Well, you haven't paid for it yet. You charged it, didn't you?
Well, they're not going to take back something when you've worn it.
Well, you're an old customer. Go back down there and tell Mr. Duffy it doesn't fit you at all, that it's too big.
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, you don't want a summer sports jacket tight. You want it to be a little comfortable.
Well, you certainly ought to be as snug as a bug in an 80-foot rug, then. Will you ask my honest opinion? Why do you get mad when at first glance, dear, I could see it was too big? It isn't your size.
Yes, it is. It is. It's my size.
Tag must have been mismarked. Didn't some of the other jackets fit you better?
No, look, I'm not like a woman. I see something I like and I buy it.
You mean you walked in there and this is the first thing you tried on? The only thing?
This is the thing I wanted.
Gee, men certainly shop differently than women. I absolutely don't understand it. You buy the first thing you put on, you let him talk you into it because it's on sale, and you think you're getting a bargain. You talk about me looking for bargains, then you walk off to work in this. Well, you asked my honest opinion, and the jacket doesn't fit.
Look, this is a $50 jacket, and it only costs $29.50.
And you're going to pay $30 for a jacket that doesn't fit? You know what alterations cost these days. By the time you spend money to have this coat altered to fit you, you might as well spend $40 or $45 or $50 for a new jacket, so you wouldn't be saving anything at all.
Well, look, I just don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm not going to talk about it. Where's tonight's paper?
Oh, don't be mad, dear. It's just that I'm not only surprised to find you satisfied with something that doesn't fit, but have you blossom out in this loud green and yellow and what else is in it? Red plaid jacket.
It is not loud. Now, as a matter of fact, it's a very conservative jacket. Anyhow, it's what they're wearing now. For Pete's sake, I'm not an old man.
What is the matter with you?
All right. I know it doesn't fit.
Then take it back.
I can't take it back. You can't take back things you get on sale. Besides, I was stupid enough to walk out wearing it. Furthermore, everybody at the office made cracks all day. Well, how are things at the racetrack? What's running in the fifth?
It's not that bad. It's just not you.
Well, I made a mistake, and I'm stuck with it. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself.
Mm. Well, dear, everybody makes these mistakes.
Yeah, you know? But we never learn. At least I don't.
I know.
And
I
why?
Know.
Why don't I profit from past mistakes?
No,
oh, no, not me. I'll do the same thing.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Stuart Germain. Produced by Walter Hart. Directed by Dick Stenta. This is Ted Pearson.